The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is on the other side of the glass. Not that we wouldn't welcome him on this side of the glass, but the control room's on the other side, and Ray is engineering and producing our show. I think the calendar is all screwed up here. We're having like early June weather in Tucson. It's like suddenly over the last year or two, everything's been pushed up like about 6 weeks. So suddenly we're into the 100-degree weather. Hopefully we'll get a respite before it really settles in. It is Tuesday, May the 8th, 2018. We're going to get right at it. We've got a very full hour as usual. One of the big events for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona is this Saturday, and it's the 26th annual Stamp Out Hunger Drive. This is a team effort with the Community Food Bank and the National Association of Letter Carriers, and with the National Association of Letter Carriers is Amber Underwood. Amber is a full-time letter carrier, has been for over 20 years. She's with us in studio. Amber, how are you? Thanks for taking a break from your route today to come in and tell us about what's going on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And Norma Cable is with us. Norma is the PR and marketing specialist for the Community Food Bank. Norma, good to see you again.
Yes, thank you for having us today, Bill.
This is a very, very big event, Norma. Give us the overview of what is involved.
Sure. This is our largest food drive of the year, and it only happens because we do have the National Association of Letter Carriers working to collect food all over Pima County. And in fact, this effort goes, and not only in Pima County, but in all the five counties that we serve in Southern Arizona. And this effort actually goes across the country. And we are so fortunate to have this kind of partnership. And it comes at a very important time of the year for us. We are entering summer. And as you said, the temperatures are heating up. Yep. And we do see in summer the same sort of demand, but with a diminished amount of donations. So donations slow down, people go on vacation, kids are out of school, and the need is still high. We know that hunger doesn't go away for the summer. So to have this drive at this time of the year really is the only way we get through summer. We collected 224,000 pounds of food last year, and we're hoping, and we're hoping to get to 300,000 this year. This is a very important effort for us.
And Amber, how do you and your colleagues look at this event? You're excited about it, aren't you?
Definitely. It's a great community service, and we love providing that for the food bank. We're already out in the public, so it's easy for us to pick up food while we're on our routes collecting and delivering mail, so it's quite easy.
When will the bags be available, Amber?
The bags are going to be delivered to most houses on Thursday, and then there will be a reminder postcard delivered on Friday.
Oh, that works very well. Okay, Norma, let's talk about some of the specific needs that you have. Obviously, it is very hot weather that we're having. There are certain items that we do not want to put out. So let's talk about what we do want to put out.
Right. We only want to see non-perishable items donated, and no glass jars, because these will be stored in the back of the trucks as the letter carriers pick them up. But that does leave open many options, and among them, the most needed items that we have, which is peanut butter, canned fruits, canned vegetables, pasta, rice, beans, canned tuna, canned chicken, and cereal. Those are all great donations. We are going to have volunteers out in force helping to gather this food and collect it and sort it and then get it over to the main warehouse of the food bank. So those most needed items, and really as healthy and nutritious as you can make it. Oftentimes, I think people might go to the back of the cupboard and say, oh, there's a food drive tomorrow. Let me give this away and that away that I need to get rid of. We serve a population that is made up of children, families, seniors, people with health problems, a vulnerable population. And so the more healthy those donations can be, the better off we all are. So we just would ask, as you put together your donation this year, to think about the nutrition and the vitamins that are are there for people who really do need that.
If someone would like to donate monetarily and not go the route of actual products, how does that work?
Absolutely. You can donate at communityfoodbank.org. You can donate online very easily in support of the Stamp Out Hunger Drive. And then also, of course, we're still looking for people who want to donate.
Yeah, I wondered if you needed volunteers.
We do.
Also.
And we do. And we are a few days out here, but there is still time to sign up and volunteer. We're looking for people who can give some time that day. And in particular, we're looking for some help at the Cherry Bell, Mission, Rincon, and San Javier post offices on the dock, helping to collect and sort those donations, as we talked about. And then we still do need some drivers also, people willing to help in the actual collection of the goods. So anybody that's interested in helping us in that way, we would really appreciate it. You can email our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@communityfoodbank.org. And we so appreciate that gift of time. We really have hundreds of volunteers working that day.
So, Amber, what is the protocol to leave the food right by the box? Is that how it, what's best for you and your colleagues?
Yes, leaving the food in or near their mailbox. Mm-hmm. They can put the food in a bag and hang it right from the mailbox. If you live in a neighborhood that has a box unit, it can be left, you know, on the ground or on top of the boxes. So we make it quite easy, and it's really convenient for people to leave whatever food they would like to.
So then all of the food goes back to whatever your home office, your home post office will be, and that's where the volunteers come in. Is that how it's coordinated?
Yes.
Yeah. And everybody's coming in at a different time, right? Because everybody finishes their route at a different time. So this has to all be coordinated, right? Norma,
right.
I mean, it's a lot of work, right?
Right. So really it's afternoon when we're seeing that food finally arrive back at the post offices. And you're right, it has to be sorted and has to get back to the warehouse. And so it is quite a logistics concern.
So 240,000 pounds of food last year, and this year you'd like to reach 300,000.
We would love to see that.
Yeah, and this is a national effort, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. This is a national effort. Mm-hmm.
Now, you talked about the effort is the donations. We think of the holidays, Norma Cable, as the big time of year. So through just 180 degrees away is summer, and that's the low point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And so that's why, so the time that is donated by the National Association of Letter Carriers, the U.S. Postal Service, making this an effort that can happen. And then also we have the support this year of Tucson Electric Power, and they really come in with volunteers and with the support overall of this food drive, and they have for several years, really is what it takes to make this happen, because, as you said, thousands and thousands of pounds of food that is so needed and is really going to be what we rely on then. We have 300 partner agencies who look to the Community Food Bank as a source of food all over Southern Arizona in those 5 counties. So the need is always there, and we are so grateful for an effort like this that brings it all together, where we can really concentrate and really focus on bringing in those donations.
And Amber, if it's just a few items, that's fine. But if folks want to fill a couple of bags, that'd be, well, it's no problem, right?
No problem at all.
You're going to get them in the truck and get them back to where they can be sorted and help out. So it must give you and your colleagues a wonderful feeling to be helping so many people who really are hungry in our community.
It's great. When you turn down a street and you look down and you see the bags of food hanging on the mailboxes, it's quite exciting. So we really enjoy doing this. It is a lot of hard work for us, and it is typically a hot day, but we love participating in this because it's such a worthy cause.
Amber Underwood, thank you very much. Amber from the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 704, I believe is the correct designation there. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and the best to all of your colleagues, too.
Thank you so much.
And Norma, any quick comments again about what people should know, bottom line?
Sure. Well, we do want them to get that bag of food out there before their regular mail delivery time, earlier rather than later, and miss the delivery time. And then also, please, no glass jars. But really, we're still looking for the non-perishable items that are so important for us that we can safely transport to people across these 5 counties in Southern Arizona. So the peanut butter, the cereal, the rice, the pasta, beans, canned fruit, canned vegetables really makes a difference. We hope that everyone realizes that every donation makes makes a difference, and that's really the only way this works, is if everybody joins together.
Thank you, Norma Cable from the Community Food Bank. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Bill.
It is lunchtime. If you're getting hungry, I am. How about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. If you don't know what a Kringle is, go by and take a look. And once you see it, you'll want it. Northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, Mona's Danish Bakery, a great place for lunch right now. And that the breads, oh my goodness, they've been up early baking those breads for your lunch sandwich. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and a link to all of our fine sponsors like Green Things. Green Things will soon be the home to Zocalo. Zocalo, currently located near the corner of Country Club and Broadway. Well, they're moving the entire operation to the 13-acre Green Things site just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Well, the good news is right now, before they're moving everything, it's all on sale, all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America over at Zocalo near Country Club and Broadway. Additional support for our program comes from our friends at Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, just a 3-hour drive from Tucson. Get away from the heat this weekend. It's 15 degrees cooler in Silver City because of the elevation. Great place to hang out on a summer day. Go to southwestnewmexico.org, the complete list of great places to stay and things to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico at southwestnewmexico.org. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us during the noon hour on Wednesday for a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilwoman Rakina Romero. Plus, Tucson Weekly education writer David Safir will join us. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. Worldwide live listening anytime at buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And he is with us in studio after a lovely month over in southern Italy. Shelley, welcome back to the program.
Buongiorno, Bill.
Great to see you. You had a great trip.
Yeah, it was a great trip.
You're back in the saddle again here in Tucson, and you have come back to, well, higher oil prices.
Yeah, it's really kind of surprising the reversal of policies that we've seen from OPEC. You know, for a while we're saying let the prices drop and that'll shut down the fracking wells here in the United States and that will protect their markets. That didn't work very well, and so now they're cutting down on supply, and that's making the price of oil go up. That's good for our manufacturers, for that segment of the economy, but as the price of oil goes up, we will see the price of airline tickets go up. We will see the price of plastics and other petroleum-based products go up. We'll
pay more at the pump. Are paying more at the
Absolutely.
Pump. The gas prices have gone up dramatically just here in Tucson.
Yeah, and now that we're going to be shutting down or effectively making it more difficult for Iran to be exporting their very sizable production of petroleum, that will also cause more scarcity, and that will cause the price of oil to go up. We're over $70 a barrel right now.
Should it be?
It should be in the mid-50s. This could bring it back to 100, 110.
Whoa. And then how does that affect the world's economy?
Well, when everything becomes more expensive, then you know, prices go up. That is the definition of inflation. So when you take a look at that, you put it together with the employment reports that we're getting, not just in the U.S., but out of Europe and Asia, where we're all achieving very close to full employment. Now, everybody's circumstances are a little bit individual, a little bit different, and we've seen that when you kind of dig deeply into those numbers, it's not always the kind of employment we want to see. But at any rate, it's 3.9% here in the U.S. Theoretically, that should create bargaining power on the part of employees to bargain for higher rates. That's not really happening. So what we're seeing is employers squeezing as hard as they can their current employee base to get more productivity out of them, to get longer hours out of them, to avoid having to hire and train new people. So it's kind of a unique situation. Economists are trying to figure out what it all means.
So
is the market, and that's why the market is essentially going up and down, up and down, up and down.
Like a yo-yo today.
Yeah, you know, we were down 170, 180 points. Actually, I think at one point down over 200, and things are now flattening out a little bit. But the market has been just directionless, essentially, since the end of January. And so if you're an investor, you have to take a look at what bonds might be doing. You have to take a look at where your money can be invested in a way that is designed to take advantage of some of the volatility, but also perhaps to take advantage of the fact that, especially if you can invest that money and leave it alone for, you know, several years, that this phase of the economic cycle will work itself into a more normal kind of downward trend in 2020 and then, you know, back on the climb.
Bonds have done pretty good, haven't they?
Bonds have been doing fine, you know, yeah. You know, with all this threat of inflation, mm-hmm. and the, you know, the fact that the 10-year yield at one point had really climbed, I think, above 3%, you would expect bonds to take a hit, but they're not. And even the riskiest bonds, which are by definition more risky, and we've talked about the fact that some market analysts are thinking those are the most vulnerable to higher inflation, those are doing really, really well right now. Those bond funds that take into account high yield bonds and even high yield municipal bonds are, you know, back up at the 2 and 3 year highs. So the markets are reacting to the uncertainty. It's very difficult for investors to, you know, kind of catch a wave here. Mm-hmm. And so you what you do is you kind of bite your tongue and, you know, hope that your investments are properly allocated and that your clients, if you're an investment advisor as I am, that your clients have the stomach for this roller coaster.
And I think we're all looking for stability, and that's...
Well, markets are always looking for stability.
But right now, it's not stability. The operative word is vulnerability and uncertainty.
Yeah, and that's covering...
Volatility.
Exactly. That's covering the political sphere. It's covering the economic sphere. It's covering the way... The big investors, the big investment funds, the mutual funds, and also the big university and endowment funds, when they start making moves that drive the market, then they expect the rest of the market to find rationale to kind of catch up to what they're doing. But the market isn't doing that. So you'll see a swing like yesterday up 300 points. The next day, everybody goes, what was all that about? And mm-hmm. then it's down 200 mm-hmm. points. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what about the economy justifies those kinds of swings from day to day to day? And the answer is nothing. And so you realize that this is just people who manage large investments trying to figure it out. And quite frankly, they're not coming up with a uniform set of answers. So for the rest of us mortals who mm-hmm. try to figure it out day to day anyway, there's nothing that we can kind of latch on to that says, okay, here's the direction. So what you have to do is kind of buckle down and understand that, you know, some of the money you have invested is money you might need in the short term. Some of it is money that you might need in the long term, and invest that way. Split up your portfolio, perhaps, into money that you need over different time frames and invest that way so that you can ignore these kind of vagaries of the market on a day-to-day basis and make sure that your short-term money is well protected.
The seismic activity.
That's a great way to put it, Bill. It's seismic activity. You know, there are some times I look and I say, I wish I were back here in the States kind of running things on a day-to-day business, in a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And then you get day like today and say, God, I wish I were back in Italy.
Overall, your trip to Italy, your impression was...
Well, it's southern Italy, and so my impression is this is one of the most gorgeous parts of the country.
But
it's one of the most beautifully historic parts of the country, and it's held together with baling wire and duct tape. You know, for the past 200 or 300 years, the infrastructure has languished as all the investment went north. In the northern part of Italy, and so
you told me earlier you're surprised anything ever gets done over there.
Yeah, you know, the garbage doesn't get picked up. There's just so many things, and yet some of the museums, some of the mm-hmm. churches, are just so spectacularly good that you can't miss it. You don't want to avoid it, but you have to kind of go at it, understanding that there's no rated restaurants in all of Naples.
There you go.
That you're going to eat at pizzerias. You're going to eat, you know, street food. That the hotels, once great hotel is not so great anymore. That kind of thing. But the rewards of being in the Bay of Naples and Capri and Sorrento, it just the physical beauty is so overwhelming that you don't get used to it. It's just gorgeous.
We have some great shows lined up. I'll be gone for 12 shows. We have wonderful guest hosts, including you, Shelley. You're going to be on your usual day, Tuesday. Can you give us a brief overview
of your two shows
starting next Tuesday, then the following Tuesday?
We've got James Reel coming on next Tuesday.
From KUAT.
KUAT and the Chamber Music Classical. Association. Mm-hmm. James and I are going to do a follow-up show to what we did a year ago. We're going to take a look at the popular music influenced by classical composers.
And there's some real surprises there. Like some of the Doors music possibly have classical roots.
We're going to see some
that's
really
going to be a great show.
James came up with a list of stuff that just knocked me
and
over.
And that's next Tuesday. That's then the following Tuesday, back to economics.
Yeah, the following Tuesday, we're going to have a president of one of the city's largest, best-known credit unions.
Okay.
And we're going to have my boss, who is the guy who runs financial advisors in those credit unions. And we're going to talk about kind of the backstage activity of what goes on in credit unions, what goes on in advisory firms, and why.
Great. Good luck to you, Shelley.
Thank you. Have a great trip.
Thank you very much.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
With spring in the air, summer will be here before you know it. At Bon Voyage Travel, we want to help you stay cool through the hot summer months, and there's no better way than a Holland America cruise to Alaska. There are hundreds of dates and itineraries to create your perfect Alaska vacation. Why not add a Rocky Mountaineer train journey while you're there to explore all of North America? Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110 or visit bvtravel.com.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. One of my favorite segments is our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Suzanne Miller is with us. Suzanne is the Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at the BBB. Suzanne, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing very well. It's good to see you. You had a wonderful trip down in the Caribbean and went very well, right?
Yes, Cuba was amazing.
Cuba. You were in Cuba. I love seeing your posts on Facebook. It looks like you had a terrific time.
Yes, no complaints here.
The Torch Awards, 2018 Torch Award winners. Can we go over quickly some of those winners and let our listeners know?
I would love to. Yeah, because we're very proud of them.
First of all, what is the Torch Award?
So the Torch Awards are where we really celebrate businesses who do things the right way with integrity and ethics, and they're really businesses that others want to emulate for success.
Who were some of the winners this year?
So we have four categories. We have the ethics, which was Catalina In-Home Services. Very excited for them. Customer Excellence was Pima Dermatology. Our Spark Award was Austin Walling from Rebath of Tucson. Mm. And then the Good Neighbor Award, which was Razkob Kamborian Financial Advisors. So those were the winners, but we really think of all of the finalists as winners too, and they're all listed on our website.
Let's talk a little bit about in this month's scam alert. What is this called? Shimmying?
So we, you know, you've heard of the skimmers.
Shimmy, Cocoa Bop. No, we're not
it's
talking.
It's not that fun.
No, we're
not at all. Not at
this
all,
this is
Bill.
Not fun. Okay. All right.
No, it's, you know, we always talked about the gas skimmers that were happening and for people to really watch out when they went to the gas pumps.
Yes.
You know, to really make sure that the stickers, and we still say this, make sure the stickers on the sides are not torn. There's nothing that's that looks suspicious. And what was happening is the skimmers were inside the gas pumps. Well, now there's this thing called the shimmers, and everyone has a different verbiage for it, but we're going to call it shimming for this reason, in that your credit card chip, or you know that credit card has these chips on them, and it makes it harder for scammers to steal your payment information. But con artists have, you know, kind of worked around that, and that's why we're calling it shimming.
This is their workaround.
You know, because they're always coming up with plan B and C, right?
Right.
Keeping up with technology. But what they're doing is it's in a card, which is called a shim, and it's paper thin, card sized device, which is embedded in with an embedded microchip and flash storage. And it goes into that slot where your card goes, but it kind of just flips in and then pops over to the right. So you don't know that it's there. And when you insert the card, and it's not just at gas pumps, you know, they're using it at ATMs and any other card reader. They're basically saving your information, and they can use it for your PIN, your card number, and also, you know, to get account information from you.
Oh, boy. So how in the world do you protect yourself now against this?
Well, it's just like we were saying before, where you kind of look at the pump, you know, and you can't really see them in there. But if you put your card in there and it feels really tight, that's a red flag for you. And I would go inside and just let them know to maybe check it out, cancel that transaction, and use another pump. The other thing is, and we say this over and over again for online payments, use a credit card, not your debit card.
Yes, I've heard that.
Because when you use your debit card and they're stealing your information, they now have your PIN as well. So then they have access to your cash, and you just want to be really careful with that. And credit cards, you know, they just have additional security on them. So, that's my biggest thing.
I think that is a great takeaway. Credit card is the card of choice in this particular area.
Absolutely.
If there's at all, rather than the debit card, go with a credit card.
Yeah, I mean, pay it off every month like you would do anything else, right?
Right.
But use it because it has that additional security on it. And just keep an eye out on those bank accounts and your credit card information just to see if there's unusual charges that are on there. And then, you know, your payment methods, you know, you have that contactless payment methods, And they say that they're not vulnerable to shimming, but try the tap and go. And I actually have seen it used. I don't use it, but they have those little key cards that are tap and go. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be a little bit of a safer bet if that's an option for you.
And there's more information about this and a lot of information. Really, you've got a whole area on your BBB.org under scam tips that people
yes.
can find out more. Let's try to work in another one here. And this is concerning free health screening, Suzanne.
Yeah, it's really something that's important to know about because in this day and age, when you can get assistance with your health, you know, that's something that we look forward to. But when you see a sign that says free health screening, and that usually happens for like the local health fairs, senior housing, community centers, those are places where you'll see this being offered. And they're usually an affordable way to stay on top of your health. And most providers are legitimate, but we have been getting a lot of reports, Bill, about scammers using them to bait and steal sensitive personal information.
Oh, no, don't tell me. They want Social Security numbers.
Right, exactly. So when you go, they're not just giving you a free screening. They're saying, fill out this form, give us your information. We'll actually bill your company, your health insurance company, for you. You don't have to do anything. Well, when they're asking you for your Social Security information, your Medicare number,
banking
information, like these are red flags. You should not give them away. So if you see a free health screening option, look at what they're requiring in order to get that. And if they want your information, it's not worth it.
Are there some tips you can give us to protect yourself in that arena?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is just guarding your personal information. Like I mentioned, when you know when they're asking you for some information, don't give it. Just don't give it out. Like, there's no reason for you to do that. And it actually is illegal to accept anything of value in exchange for medical services.
Really?
Yeah, and I was surprised by that. I didn't know that. But you never trade personal information for free tests. It's illegal. And then don't consent to lab tests without direct orders from your doctor. That's
yeah,
just a
that
safeguard.
That could get kind of risky.
Right, because not only could you be giving your health insurance information out, but you could be getting, they're not really going to be paying that, so you're stuck with that bill. And then, again, like we were saying, you know, keep a close eye on your checking account information. Keep a close eye on correspondence from your medical insurance providers because they could be seeing this happening and then sending you notifications. But if you're not paying attention, you know, that you have lost that piece of, you know, personal identification being stolen.
And again, some of these free health screenings are legitimate, like for seniors at senior centers, they will take your blood pressure.
Absolutely. You should do that. It's really important.
If someone says, well, I'd like to take your blood pressure, but before I do it, I need you to give me your Social Security number, your Medicare number. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's no longer free.
No.
It could very well be that your identity is now stolen.
So again, BBB.org. And I know, Suzanne Miller, you work very hard, you and your team at BBB, to keep this information updated. It is a wonderful resource. You've got all sorts of information, not just about scams, but businesses in town.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. You know, whenever you want to hire someone, always check with our business directory first, because you want to work with vendors that you can trust. And just look at the reviews, look at the complaints, look at their rating. And if you feel like you need to file a complaint, do that as well. If you're not able to work it out with the vendor directly, we're an unbiased source to help you with that. It makes a difference to work with accredited businesses, but so, every business is on there, not just accredited.
So if you want to do business, you have some home improvements or something, go to the BBB website and look up the business, right?
Yeah, and our Facebook page, we're always talking about scams. We're always doing segments on local scams that are happening and warnings, just so that you're aware of what's happening in our local community.
Suzanne Miller, it's always a pleasure. You do such a great job at the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. You and your team, what a great team it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill, and have a great vacation.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it. We'll be right back with our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report. Margaret Regan, longtime arts writer for the Tucson Weekly, will join us right after this. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. My goodness, what a great lineup of entertainment in the coming weeks and days at the Fox Theater, the Fox Tucson Theater presenting our arts report here on Buckmaster. We've got the Gypsy Kings. Wow, Friday, May 18th. Everybody knows the Gypsy Kings. So many great hits that they've had. Then on Saturday, May 19th, gather the entire family for the Magic Box at the Fox. Stories That Soar. That's going to be a lot of fun. Pre-show fun starts at 2 in the afternoon, and then the Stories That Soar ensemble of professional actors take the stage at 3 p.m. Also in May, Friday the 25th, the Fox is presenting the Devon Allman Project with special guest Dwayne Bates. And so there's a lot going on at the Fox. To view the full schedule, including the Gypsy Kings May 18th, the Magic Box at the Fox May 19th, and the Devon Allman Project with special guest Wayne Bates, May 25th. Visit foxtucson.com. With us now, the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer. Actually, Margaret Regan started writing for the Weekly back in 1990. Actually, 2 years after I arrived here in Tucson. So you might say, Margaret, we're long-time old-timers here in the media
business. Yes, I guess we are, with parallel lives, I suppose.
There you go. Margaret Regan, the author of two prize-winning books on immigration, the most recent Detained and Deported: Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. That book is won all sorts of acclaim and was a starred review in the Publishers Weekly. So lots going on. Margaret, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm good, Bill. This week I'm, for the Weekly coming up on Thursday, I wrote about the annual Mujeres show at Raíces Taller. That's the all-women show. But what really caught my eye in that show, which has 111 works, if you can imagine.
Wow.
Was a depiction of our famous border wall that we've been hearing so much about. An artist named Perla Segovia, she made a very sort of beautiful little border wall, which of course in real life it's not beautiful at all, but it's a wall that has an opening in it, a gateway to the north, and two small figures are walking through, a woman and a child cast in aluminum. And she calls it Gateway of Courage. And, of course, I share her view that these desperate migrants coming to our border asking for asylum are really heroic people who have gone on long journeys to save their lives and their children's lives. So it really struck me this week because it was the same week that we finally saw photographs of the so-called caravan migrants coming up from Mexico who had been vilified for weeks as invaders. And then we saw their actual pictures, and these were mostly very poor women and children coming here to seek asylum. So I really thought this work was important, and I was glad that it just seemed also timely by the time it was in the show.
That's at the Rhesus.
Raíces Taller.
Raíces Taller.
Yeah, a little gallery on 6th Street that's been around for a long time, one of the few co-op galleries that has lasted, you know, all these many years.
That show is up through May 26th, and you will be, that story will be in this Weekly, this upcoming Weekly.
Yeah, that's right.
On Thursday. And the current Weekly, the May 3rd edition, you took a nice deep dive into what's going on at the Etherton Gallery.
Yeah, now that was a really nice show. You know, it's all about nature and spring, but it's not the obvious thing that you might expect of all just pretty flowers or blooming Palo Verdes. There are three painters in this show, and they're all quite different from each other. One of them is an artist named Craig Coley. I'm just being introduced to his work. He actually teaches in a university, I think it's Western New Mexico, but he lives a large part of his time in Tucson. And he's from my part of the world, the suburbs of Philadelphia, where there's beautiful green countryside. And he made these paintings of fox hunts out in that region. And they're not what you'd expect. They're sort of dangerous, you know, terrible things happening in these fox hunts. There are these men in red jackets, and there's this sort of underlying feeling of danger and, you know, an uneasy relationship of humans not only to the animals that they're hunting down, but to the land itself. So these are great, big, bold, very ambitious paintings, not abstract, but not realistic either in the way they're depicted. Now, Jim Wade, who you probably know his work, he's the only one of the three that, you know, unabashedly sings the glories of unspoiled nature. He made these beautiful pastels on paper of, you know, he just makes these deserts vibrating with life and color. They are fairly abstracted, and it's almost like he's looking at a microscope at the insects and birds and all the, you know, lively plants coming up from underneath. So
Jim Wade has had a terrific career, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. And, you know, what I love about his biography is that one of his first jobs here. Well, first he was a bus driver at Greenfield School, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And then he became, after he got his degree, became a professor at the early Pima Community College on the west side. And he said it's really there he learned to love the desert by walking in the trails up there and really kind of seeing it for the first time, because I think he's a Kansas boy, you know, came from the Midwest. So, yeah, this is a really nice show of his pastels, which is different. And then the third painter I should mention is Robert D. Koch. He does these kind of fantasy paintings of dream landscapes marred by smoggy sittings in the distance. So there's a lot to chew on in this show, you know, not just the pretty pictures.
And that show is up into June, or first, yeah. I guess, June 2nd.
Yeah, so there's, it's some good time to see that one.
And that we should point out too that there's no admission here at the Etherton.
Oh yeah, most of the galleries don't charge admission. I mean, the museums do because they have to, but the galleries are always free.
Also, a documentary you wanted to do a quick plug on.
Yeah, this seems really interesting to me. You know, I met with Beverly Seckinger a few weeks ago. I think we talked about it. She debuted her film Hippie Family Values. She's a longtime professor in the U of A Media Department. She was the head of the department for a while. And she's been doing great things with students. And tonight, sneak preview, you can see, and I believe that's a for free thing, way down on 26th Street, the Alliance for Global Justice, short films by her honor students. And she's doing a bang-up job helping young people learn how to do documentary filmmaking. And in this particular case, you know, it's about a topic dear to my heart, refugee and immigration issues. And these are our young students at the U of A. One that sounds fun is two young filmmakers looked at refugee students at Palo Verde High School and apparently, you know, have addressed misconceptions we have about, you know, we have a very large refugee population in Tucson. We've been a receiving community for a long time, and there are certain schools like Palo Verde and Catalina that are filled with these kids who are really refugees from war-torn parts of the world. So that seems like a really interesting story to tell, looking at it from the student's point of view.
And that is, again, at 6 o'clock tonight. UA Media students doing their short films. The location is 225 East 26th Street in downtown Tucson.
Yeah, that's right. The Alliance for Global Justice.
So what's new with your Amazon continues to feature your book, Detained and Deported. It's doing very well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? On Thursday, I'm doing a Skype session with the East Orange Library in New Jersey, where they have a book club at that library. Pretty urban library, the librarian told me. You know, pretty urban population. And they try to read serious nonfiction books. And so they've read Detained and Deported, and I'll be speaking to them on Thursday.
The book, The Death of Jocelyn, is still available as well, your first book.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, I just spoke with a college class in Colorado. They're still reading it because, unfortunately, you know, it's still extremely relevant, this whole issue about the deaths of migrants. We are still seeing large numbers of people dying right here in Arizona. So I think people like that book because it focused on a child migrant who died in the desert at the age of 14 and just, you know, has some resonance with what keeps happening today.
Well, with all the talk about the border wall, it's probably bringing new readers to your books.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, somebody else just contacted me yesterday about speaking for their organization, a religious group that tries to do work with migrants. So, you know, we have a lot of counter-narratives going on in which, you know, we had some, you know, this is my opinion, pretty hateful speech yesterday by Jeff Sessions about the, he says, if you don't want to have your child taken away from you when you come over the border, you know, coming over the border, then don't smuggle your child over the border. These people are not smugglers. These are, you know, really desperate people from very dangerous countries coming here, trying to save their own life and their children's lives. And,
all right.
Yeah.
Margaret, always a pleasure. Margaret Regan with us. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thanks, Bill.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the Gypsy Kings Friday, May the 18th. I love the Gypsy Kings. Have their music certainly with me at home and in my car. Music of this Grammy Award-winning band has been featured in films such as, well, Toy Story 3 and Glee, to name a few. Really, really very popular group. That's going to be a great show Friday, May 18th. Then May 19th, Saturday, a fun show really for the entire family. It's called Magic Box at the Fox. Stories That Soar will present an afternoon of fun, accessible entertainment featuring music, dance, comedy, and adventure. The pre-show starts at 2 p.m., and then the whole ensemble takes over the stage at 3. So lots coming up, including the Devon Allman Project with special guest Dwayne Bates, and that one is coming up on Friday, May 25th. To view the entire Fox schedule, go to their website, foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon, it's Mike Check with Mike Shaw. Ray Allen will help Mike out. The two of them put together a very entertaining and informative 2 hours from 4 to 6. Then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. We'll be back here at 12:04 with our newsmaker interview. Tucson City Councilwoman Regina Romero will be with me in studio. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.